The reading that I'm going to be speaking from, when I find my mobile, wherever it's gone, there it is. The reading is from the Bible. It's from Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 27. And you can listen to this. It's Matthew 7. It's titled The Wise and Foolish Builders. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. Everyone builds their lives on something. Success, comfort, money, relationships. But only one foundation can withstand every storm. Two builders offered two different foundations. At first glance, the two builders look the same, don't they? They're both building a house. They both face storms. Yet there is a difference. The difference is not in their effort, not in how much hard work they put in, but in their foundation. You see, what does one person build their house on? I'm looking for a response. Sand, okay. Yeah, one was sand. And then the other was? The rock. Yeah, so one on sand, one on rock. One on the sand or the rock, which is the really hard thing, one on the sand, which is soft. And Jesus is honest. Jesus says that storms come to both. Whether it's the house that's built on the rock or on the sand, storms come. Now, examples of storms that I'm aware of, things like maybe illness. And we're experiencing that with friends of ours in church at the moment who are not well. They are experiencing illness. Financial pressure. Family conflict. Temptation, anxiety. You know, you get anxious about things that are happening in the world, things that are happening in our own lives. Loss, disappointment. No one gets a storm-free life. Each of us will have something. And you might be a young person or a child, and you go, oh, actually, I'm fine at the moment. I've not had any storms. Or you might be thinking, actually, I'm a young person. I've had loads of storms already. And some of us might be in our 70s and thinking, yeah, I know what that's like. No one gets a storm-free life, but we do get to choose our foundation. What are we building our lives on? Jesus calls the foolish builder the one who hears his words but doesn't do them. This is the foundation of sand. Good intentions without action. Faith in the head but not in the heart. Saying, I believe, but not living it. Building on feelings or convenience. Building on sand is a lot more convenient than building on the rock, isn't it? If you're trying to build on rock, you've got to really work hard at digging into the rock. Whereas in the sand, really easy. Trusting our desires instead of God's ways. Sand is so comfortable. Sand feels easy. But sand can't hold you up in a storm. When pressure hits, a life built on sand collapses. And then we've got the rock, the wise builder, hears Jesus' words and puts them into practice. Not perfectly, but intentionally. Every act of obedience is a stone in the foundation of your life. Forgiving someone, choosing honesty, praying even when you're tired. I know what that's like. And we are in a season currently where we are praying diligently. And it can be feel like it's really hard, tough going. But we continue. Loving when it's difficult. My wife often, well not often, occasionally says, I'm choosing to love you. That's pleasing to know. I know I'm difficult. I can be grumpy. And actually, I know that some of you, well, I'm going to say some of you, all of you are probably grumpy at some point. And actually, loving when it's difficult, giving generously, trusting God when life doesn't make sense. Hands up, anybody think, yeah, that's so true. Life sometimes doesn't make sense. That's for me. There are moments we think, well, what is it all about? These stones form a life that can withstand storms. So storms don't break you when your life is built on Jesus. You experience them, you face them, but I know, because I've been a Christian since I was 18, and I know I'm now over 50, that even in those storms that I've faced, I've had Jesus with me. And I want to encourage you, if you are facing storms, get to know Jesus. Get to know who he is. Invite him into your life, because he won't take those storms away. Okay, I'm not going to say, being a Christian doesn't think, oh, my life's now easy. It's not. In fact, it's harder. But what it is doing is making sure that you've got somebody there with you. There was a well-known, I think it was, if you look ever done the Alpha, there's an illustration there about the crutch and about how you have to have a crutch for life, do you? And this famous person says, yes, I do. And that, I'd much rather have Jesus in my life than out of it. So what a rock-solid foundation looks like, a life built on Jesus produces stability in chaos. You know where you stand. It's peace in anxiety, not because life is easy, but because Jesus is strong. There's hope in disappointment. You trust the one who never changes. Strength in temptation. You're anchored, not drifting. And resilience in trials. Your life holds firm. Out here, under God's sky, Jesus' message is simple. Storms will come, but you don't have to fall. If your life feels shaky today, maybe the foundation needs attention. Jesus tells this story not to frighten us, but to invite us. Invite us to build or rebuild. Invite us to strengthen. Invite us to stand firmly on him. Today, let this be your prayer. Jesus, be my foundation. Let's take a moment just to be still, and then I'm going to pray. Father, I thank you that you invite us to rebuild. You invite us to strengthen. you invite us to stand firmly on you. I would ask that you would remind us to daily come before you and to pray, Jesus, be my foundation. Because day to day we face storms. And I know that you are the rock that withstands all storms. So, Lord, I pray for people here now, listening. I pray that you would meet with them, reassure them. And we do pray for our members of our church who are not well. Lord, there are many. And we lift them before you and ask that you would heal them, that you would walk with them, whatever their storm might be. Amen.